They feel very anxious. Maybe anger shows up. So it's really important to learn how to let go. And part of that is really knowing how to become detached, I should say, to whatever outcome it is. So if you're focusing on attracting more money in your life, relationships, your ideal body, you really need to go deep within yourself and just say, okay, this is what I'm aligning myself with, but I'm also allowing myself to detach from the outcome. And when you do that, that is when you'll be able to be a direct match with what it is that you want to align yourself with.
Ah, okay. Wow, that's important. Now, I don't know about the rest of the world, but I know myself. I thought that having clutter was a high-paying job. And I would just put stuff everywhere. Why, look, an empty space. I know what to do. I'm going to put something there. And for myself, and I think for so many of us, could you help about what is the challenge and why it's so difficult letting go of things?
Yeah, Cheney, do you want to take this one?
Yeah, and that's a great question, Ken, because it's one thing to know what letting go is and know that you need to let go, but it's another thing to understand why. And the reason why people have such a difficult time in letting go, it, for the most part, it centers around one's emotions, because, see, everybody has an emotional history, and it has been said that people are addicted to their emotions. And this emotional history could comprise of any of the seven areas of life. So someone could have emotions as it applies to money, as it applies to relationships, as it applies to their career, their spirituality, their social life, their health and well-being, and even their mindset as well. And these emotions, let's just say, have a grip on people, and the emotions are also tied into how somebody feels. So if someone's feeling a certain way, it's usually based on a thought of something plus an emotion. And like I have just been saying, humans are emotional beings. And all humans respond to emotional triggers. So the key is those emotions based on things that have taken place in the past, such as memories and, of course, beliefs. And that's why people have such a difficult time, because they're holding on to things that took place. So the whole idea is to, and we're actually going to get into this in a little while, how does somebody go about doing that? So what we teach in our program is, number one, the why is this happening, and then how do you go about it? Because in order to go about it, it's important to understand the why, so when those emotions that we're speaking about, they come up, you know how to deal with them and stop them in their tracks and then redirect it. So,
wow.
It's very...
Wow.
It all centers on emotions. That's the key.
Huh. Yeah, I just, because you just hear so many people, I don't know if this would tie in, but I mean, folks grieving or having sad feelings about stuff that's, whatever, 5, 10, who knows how many years ago that stuff has happened. And so, you know, I mean, we want to get rid of this stuff. Do you feel it's possible to do that, or do you just kind of learn to manage them? Or I want to get some more details about this. This is hot.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. You know, what we tell people, the first thing to do is to develop an awareness. A lot of people are really living their lives on autopilot. So let's say, you know, something is a trigger to them. They have a situation, and this is probably what happens for a lot of people. They open up their bills, and then they start to, you know, get very anxious and angry and frustrated. So it's a trigger. It's eliciting a chemical response in their brain. So they're becoming essentially addicted to those same emotions over and over and over again. Now, when you have awareness with that, oh, I'm opening up my bills, these are the emotions that I'm feeling, that is one of the first steps in knowing how to really balance out your emotions. And then if not, you know, completely just neutralize that emotional charge that you're feeling. So anyone can learn how to do this. It just takes, you know, one of the things that we talk about is definitely awareness.
Okay, so first you want to notice that this is going on so that you don't get surprised every time you open the bills and go, where did that anger come from?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's important. And then from there, do you put this support stuff, is it in both of your programs, the Wealth Mastery, as well as the network, Law of Attraction Network for Women?
Yeah, we definitely talk about the steps on how to balance your emotions, you know, how to let go, how the mind works. It's very important to understand. You know, what's really interesting, you know, since The Secret came out, everybody's, you know, really interested in understanding how the Law of Attraction works. So a lot of people, excuse me, will read books, they'll get the tapes, and they'll get the materials, and then they'll say, oh, my gosh, it's not working. Well, part of that is because they don't understand how the mind works in order to really, you know, reprogram it so that you can be completely aligned with what it is that you want to attract. And part of that is your emotions. So we discuss that, give you the complete system in a Wealth Mastery program. And then we also have other interviews on our Law of Attraction Network for Women site as well.
Okay. Yeah, I was noticing. I went to the www.lawofattractionnetworkforwomen.com and saw some of the people that you've got on there. Wow. I mean, we had a guest on the show, Dov Barron, and you've got this woman, Christine, Comerford, that's connected with Bill Gates and Bill Clinton. I mean, this is some powerful stuff you've connected to here. And John DeMartini, that was part of The Secret. Congratulations. You folks have really intertwined with some key people.
Well, it's the Law of Attraction at work.
So you guys actually use this stuff, huh?
Oh, of course.
and actually, one thing I do want to say, if you look at the word attraction, the last six letters is action, so that's something to look at.
Okay. So you are talking about bringing it into physical form, that action, huh?
Exactly, and actually inspired action.
Ah, I love that. Now, I'm just kind of wondering, I'm getting the idea, because most of us, if we've done some emotional release work, sometimes that stuff can take a long time, and I don't know if you've studied some things, and if there's some breakthroughs that we could actually clear some of this emotional stuff in a short amount of time. Could you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe, you know, Chaney and I, we both have a little bit two different techniques. So let me just go first as far as sharing what I help clients with is, you know, you've got to recognize whatever emotions that you have right now. So let's say you have fear. And again, I want to use that money example because most people can relate to that. So you've got the fear that, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay my bills this week? So what you want to do is to really welcome those feelings and notice where it is in your body. Your body is always a very good indicator of what's going on. So you really need to tune in to what your body is saying and find out where it's located. So for a lot of people, they're going to find that pain in their stomach. That's what I find for most people. So when you look into that pain in your stomach, give that a number, measure that pain. What does it feel on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest? And then go through the process of just really welcoming that pain and saying yes to it. So you're welcoming in the fear. I'm saying yes to that. And you know, after each question, you know, could you welcome that fear? You just keep going through that in more and more and more until you can go down that emotional scale. So if a person started out with, let's say, an 8, you want them to go down, you know, whatever number is lower than an 8. And it's really interesting is that I work with people that have gone from an 8 to a 0 or 8 to a 1. Some people, they say, oh, I don't feel any change. But then a couple hours later, they all of a sudden they start releasing some of the emotions that they're having. I had one guy the other day, he said after he released, he had a very bad taste in his mouth. So, you know, that's just part of his body detoxifying those emotions. So it's really important for people to really recognize, you know, where they're feeling it in their body, to welcome those feelings, and then learn how to release it, and then check in with themselves after they've done that. And I know Chaney probably wants to add more to what I've said and what he does.
Sure. Yeah, and actually, Heather mentioned a very key point, and that is welcome the feelings, because what a lot of people will do is a feeling like let's just use money. So maybe a bill will come in and then they'll get upset and then they may sweep it under the rug. So they'll sweep it under the rug or they'll repress it. They'll repress that feeling. And all that does is that facilitates, let's just say, the holding on to even more versus welcome the feelings, which is actually, one way to do a letting go process is, like Heather said, to welcome that feeling. Allow it to come in. It's okay. Because, again, many people will try to sweep it under. Now, some people may not be able to welcome that feeling. And Heather explained one way in which you can do it. And another way, and this goes back to what I spoke about a few minutes ago, and that's emotional triggers. Because all human beings respond emotional triggers, and different people are going to respond in different ways. So one thing that I like to include is a series of questions to, let's say, bring those triggers up. So if somebody, let's say, is having an issue with money, and they don't have enough money, so a question that I would ask someone is, well, what do you mean by you don't have enough money? Because that's going to be relative to different people. If someone's a millionaire, not enough money to them is going to be a different amount than if, let's say, somebody's making $30,000 a year and they have $35,000 in bills to pay. So it's going to be different. So I would ask questions such as, what do you mean by that? And just keep working it down and then ultimately find out what that means. And then ask them how do they feel. So in this case, you can ask, and again, this is very general. It's going to be more specific to a person's situation. So if someone says, well, I don't have enough money, I would ask them, well, how do you feel about that? And that may or may not get them emotionally charged and get them and trigger an emotion. But at some point, you will get, or we would have gotten somebody to, let's say, get that feeling to come up, and then could ask, and then we would ask a series of questions, such as, why do you feel that way? Another question we would ask once we would get them in that state is, do you like how that feels? Could you let go of that feeling? So it all centers around finding that trigger, because each person is going to be different.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when you have somebody in that state, to start asking them a question such as, is this really true? Because when you get someone to, let's say, dig up that feeling, when you trigger a feeling from somebody, it's something from the past. And then another way of going about it is to question that belief. Is it really true? It may have been true 5 years ago, but is it really true now? So it's a matter of getting that emotion to come up and then starting to ask a series of questions. And it's going to be different for different people, because some people may not respond in the same way to how I would ask these questions versus what Heather would do. So it's a matter of knowing when to use which method and on which person, and because it's going to be adaptable to different people. So it's when it comes to letting go, it's very important to know different ways to do it, because one way may not work for one person and it may work for another. But all that matters in the end is helping that person, helping them to let go, and asking, as Dr. John DeMartini says, the quality of the questions you ask determines the quality of your life. So it's asking the quality question at the right time, under the right situation, and each person's going to respond differently.
Okay. And I caught something that you mentioned about this sweeping things under the rug, and it was kind of bringing up the idea that when you're talking about being detached and letting go of things, that taking your bills and burning them, or putting them in the trash, or stuffing them in a box, is not being detached, is it? It's kind of like just is that part of what might be called denial, do you think?
Oh, do you mean someone has their bills and they're putting them in a box and they're not?
Yeah, they're just hiding them or burn them or throw them away. That's not being detached, right?
No. I mean that's again sweeping it underneath the rug. So
okay, all right. Yeah. I wanted to make sure that if I threw them away, that wasn't a form of detachment, because you mentioned it's important to be detached.
Well, yeah, you know, it's important to be detached, and it's also important to take responsibility for your life where you are right now. Very important.
All right, so we can't just ignore the stuff and pretend it's not going on. That's not fulfilling the detachment. That we have to be responsible and be detached from the outcome.
Yeah, it's a very good point that you brought up. So your listeners will understand.
Yeah. Actually, I want to say something about that, because we've actually done a number of interviews with people regarding this very thing, and you're actually the first one to bring that up, and that is that's a very important point, because your listeners may, and it's great that you brought it up, may feel, yeah, if I take those bills and I put them in a box, I put them through the shredder, I tear them up, that's detaching, and that's a very important distinction to understand, because that is in a physical sense of sweeping it under the rug. And the thing is, by doing that, yeah, in fact, it's okay if you do that, but along with some type of a letting go process. And one other thing I do want to mention, did come up about bills. Another way that you can look at somewhat of a letting go, but it's actually a form of it. You could include, you can look at those bills as blessings or debt as investments. So it's just a matter of how you, your perception on how you look at things. Now, most people are going to look at their bills as, oh, my God, their bills. Damn it, I wish I didn't have this. But really, if you want to come from, let's just say, the being grateful aspect of things, and this is a form of letting go, to look at those bills as being blessings, because if you didn't have a gas and electric bill, you wouldn't be living in a home, okay? And mm-hmm. If you, let's say, didn't have the credit card debt, you may not have a TV. You may not have, let's say, a self-improvement course that you purchase, and other things, maybe food. So it's very important to understand how, let's just say, someone's point of view is and how they look at things. Now, and one more thing I do want to say, and Heather brought up a very important point, and that's responsibility. Now, it's one thing if someone has credit card debt and they have bills, but if they were irresponsible, then that's a different story. So it's very important to be able to take responsibility, especially for the example that you gave about, let's say, throwing the bills in the garbage, because that's not letting go, and that is not detaching. So That's a great, great point that was brought up, and I can't say that enough. Very important distinction.
Yeah, well, thank you. I know we want to sometimes, out of fear, we just kind of try to run away from this stuff, and what you're saying is no, welcome it. I know one technique that I did, when I have checks printed up, it has name, address, and phone on it, and underneath it I have them put the words, thank you. Because that way, whenever I'm writing a check, I call myself to a feeling of some gratitude for being able to write the check, and gratitude for whatever was involved. Like you say, having heat for the house, having groceries, getting a car fixed, whatever bill is being paid, there was some sort of important service being rendered.
Yeah, gratitude is very important. You know, in order for someone to allow the flow of abundance to come into their lives, it's important to appreciate what it is that they have right now. So if someone doesn't think that they have a lot of money and they always feel that they're just living paycheck to paycheck, when you put yourself in that state of gratitude, that's when you'll be able to, you know, shift that energy. And, you know, really put yourself in that place. I like to call it, you know, turning on your attraction magnet, so to speak.
Yeah. I like that, turning on your attraction magnet. Oh, that sounds like fun. My gosh. Now, I'm just wondering if there's any more you might be able to help us in the process, because I guess these are some of what we're discussing is part of some of the complete programs that you offer, right, in terms of this letting go and dealing with emotions?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot more involved in that. And I know Cheney has a wonderful example talking about the brain thermostat and how exactly we need to know how to reset our brain in order to shift into an abundant mindset. So, Chain, you want to give that example?
Yeah, and I'll actually give the example regarding money, okay, because, of course, money is a very hot topic now and pretty much, in fact, I shouldn't even say now, it always is,
yeah.
But especially now. And many people they can't understand, how come I'm only making $50,000 a year? How come the owner of my company is a multimillionaire? How come someone else is making $800,000 a year? And there's a reason for that. And most people will attribute that to hard work, education, knowing the right person, being, quote-unquote, lucky, being in the right place at the right time. And that's, for the most part, not really true. Because, again, when it comes to money, you can look at as a mindset. And Heather was talking about the example about the thermostat in the brain. And in each of us, everybody has what we like to call a financial set point. And in the brain, there's actually a mechanism that acts as like your thermostat. So, for example, in your home, you have a thermostat. And actually, I have mine on now at 74 degrees. So when it's on 74 degrees, that thermostat is going to keep the house at 74 degrees, whether it's cold outside or hot outside. And if there's any variation, it's going to regulate the temperature. Well, the same thing happens in your brain as it applies to how much money you make. So someone who has a $40,000 financial set point has a thermostat in their brain that says you're going to be at $40,000. Now, this may seem like a very abstract type of a concept, but how it pretty much works is if you take someone who's making $40,000 a year and has a financial set point, and you take somebody who's making, let's say, $1 million a year, and you put them side by side, and then you have right in front of them a $1 million opportunity, the person who has the millionaire mindset, that thermostat in their brain set on $1 million, they will notice things, opportunities, and they will act on them versus the someone who has the $40,000, let's say, thermostat won't they'll miss the opportunities. Now, how this applies in general is many people will attribute, like I said, them making money. And, of course, this could be in a relationship. This could be any of the other areas. I'm just using money because it's a lot easier for people to understand. But there's opportunities and there's clues that are being left all the time. And in order to find those clues and know what to look for, it's a matter of reprogramming your mind. Now, I know we're getting a little bit away from the letting go, but how this applies to letting go is if somebody is not able to let go, then that process that I just spoke about, what takes place in the brain, that gets clogged up, space, clutter, and it distorts one's ability to actually see opportunities come their way. So in our program, letting go is part of what we teach. Reprogramming the mind is part of what we teach. And everything works together as one, because if one's not able to let go, then they can't they won't be able to recognize those opportunities that may literally be staring them right in the face and even smacking them right in the face. So I'm glad Heather brought that up, because that's, again, very important, and how the letting go ties in this case, to making money.
So I wonder, because normally we would think, let's say someone, whatever, they've got a job, and maybe they're doing 20 or 30 or 40, 50,000 a year, something in that range, and then what if they there's a statistic out there that says a huge proportion of the people that win lotteries within a year to 2 years after they've won millions of dollars, a large number of these people have basically gone through all that money and are back to the lifestyle they had before they won the lottery.
That's a great point. Definitely. You've got to have the mindset to know, why it is that you want to accumulate wealth and what it is that you're going to do with it. And if you're not saving and investing your money, then the universe is going to respond by having things, you're going to either spend it or something is going to happen. You're going to have extra expenses. So it's very important, when you're manifesting wealth, to definitely take a part of that first and save it. It's a very basic principle, but the universe does respond in giving you more. And no matter how much you owe towards your bills, you need to at least save 10% and put that in a separate account. And it's amazing what happens when you do that.
Okay. So here, if I'm hearing, we talk about different things in letting go. It is like letting go of this thing that says, well, I've got to pay my bills first. And if I'm hearing correctly, in some of the savings, it's like, well, wait a minute. I'm gonna pay myself first. I'm gonna let the universe know I am important.
Actually, they really, and Dr. John DeMartini talks about this. There's actually a process, and you pay your bills first, your taxes second, and I believe, it comes out that your bills are paid last. So if you pay yourself first, your taxes second, and Heather, give me a little help here. What was the third one?
I know is I've got a separate account for that, my taxes.
Okay. Oh, all right. So I guess there's different things we can put money into, whatever, education and recreation. And
you could really get elaborate with it. I mean, you could have 10 different accounts for different things. So it's good to at least start off with your savings. Definitely. No matter what situation you're in, even if it's just a little bit, and then over time, let's say after the first couple of months, then you can increase it and then put it into a forced account or automatic where it's taken out every single month, so you're never missing it. But that is part of the letting go process. It all ties in together. When you can allow yourself to let go of putting, you know, putting that money into that separate account, again, the universe is going to respond in bringing you more.
Ah, okay. So that's a powerful, powerful statement. Now I'm wondering, given that there's people out there losing their jobs and not and homes, I mean, it's tight. Would this still apply? I mean, even if it, even if they just took a dollar and set aside possibly a dollar a day, that was their own special account?
I believe any amount. I mean, if you feel that you're really strapped right now, any amount counts. And it starts that ripple effect, and the universe responds and saying, okay, you know, you're valuing yourself, you're paying yourself first, and we're going to, you know, bring it back to you. So very important to do that.
Yeah, and actually, Heather mentioned about the ripple effect, and this kind of ties in with that. Great point that you brought up about only putting, let's say, quote-unquote, only putting a dollar away, maybe $2, $3. Here's the key. It develops a flow, okay? Because, again, and you can look at it as, what is the essence of what you're doing, the essence of saving? Now, again, it's going to mean different things to different people. Some people saving $1 million, let's take someone like, I'm just going to use an extreme example, Bill Gates could save $1 million a day versus somebody who's saving a dollar a day. But the essence is saving. It still develops a flow. And not only that, but if someone is only able to put away a dollar a day, at some point it's going to become $2 a day, 4, 8, 16, and so on. But the flow, again, how the universe works, it's getting that flow, getting into that, I'll also say, rhythm of putting the money out. It develops a habit, because most people, as we know, don't know how to save. And again, this goes back to that financial set point that we spoke about, and again, how it ties into letting go, because if someone's not able to let go, they're not able to, let's say, clear out the clutter in their mind to be able to do these types of things, because most people will be so strapped and gripped with fear, they'll go, oh my God, I got to pay my bills, I got to pay my bills. They're not letting go of that fear. They're holding on to that, and then they don't even think, well, if I just put $1, $2 away per day, I'm developing a flow, because, again, it doesn't sound like much, but $2 a day is $730 a year. And then
okay. If
you compound that over time, it does add up. So, again, letting go.
Huh.
And in this case, it's money. So, like we said before, get people to let go. We ask certain questions because it applies even in a savings type of a situation like we're speaking about now.
Wow. Okay. Geez. I can see there's some sophistication going on. And based on what I'm hearing from you, yeah, Heather and Chaney, your programs can be helpful for people that may be struggling financially, or people that are actually doing quite well. And so it looks like this stuff applies broad spectrum. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's really interesting. The people that are in our program, you know, we have both men and women, and they really are different in where there are, you know, what level they're at right now in their lives. Some people are dealing more in real estate. You know, they're figuring out how they want to diversify their money. Other people are trying to discover their passion. So they're really in the beginning stages. So what we give people is the formula on how to apply everything. So it doesn't matter what level you're at, you just keep working the steps, to keep, you know, working the letting go process. And one of the most important things is really to have fun with it. And just today I got an email from one of our students, and she was just very upset. She had a very challenging week. She's been doing the program. And, you know, like everyone else, she gets stuck once in a while. So I was telling her exactly, you know, okay, you need to do this, then here's how you need to change your vibration, raise it up a little, and, of course, have fun. So I gave her some suggestions, and as soon as, you know, I told her to do those things, her just emotional level changed dramatically. She says, oh my gosh, I just feel lighter. I feel so much better already. And the key is, because I told her one of the key things is to have fun. Have fun with this. Do these steps and have fun. And the more you allow yourself to be that child, you know, much like you were when you were younger, just playing, being very imaginative, it's a lot easier. So many people right now are just so serious. So you've got to relax. You've got to have fun. And when you do that, you become very aligned with what it is that you want to attract. So I think that's a key piece that a lot of people right now are missing.
Wow. Now, I don't know, because that sounds huge, that you, you know, what you're mentioning, Heather. If we go into just the simplistic of the Old Testament, the idea that that God created the heavens and earth, and the 6 days rested on the seventh, and there was nothing in there that said at the end of a day God was really tired, and by the end of 6 days God was just so fatigued and fed up with the whole process that he couldn't do anymore. It was like there was an ease and a flow to everything. So we've been given spiritually a role model of something flowing very easily, and I'm hearing you kind of helping beckon us to that. You didn't mention it as a spiritual principle, but it seems to possibly intertwine this having fun, this flow, this ease, this joy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, everything we do is spiritual, and our soul always wants to connect us to something that, you know, we really enjoy and we have fun. So when there is a block, or the door is closed, so to speak, that's just part of, you know, your higher self, the higher power, God, spirit, whatever you want to call it, is showing you that there's a better way. So you really have to learn how to connect with that part of yourself. And again, when you put yourself in that flow of having fun, you'll see things change instantly. I mean, I've done it myself. There's been times where, you know, I've been stuck myself, so then I have to be the student. I'm always the student and have to go through the steps myself. Mm. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is so much fun.
All right. Now, I'm just wondering, I know this is part of your programs. Is there any little pieces that you might be able to give or questions that could help guide us if someone's being a little stuck in serious condition or just disconnected from some of the joy or fun of it because of whatever, overwhelming bills, loneliness, you name it, too much work, clutter, there's so many things of how to help reconnect to some of that that joy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things, I mean, this is very simple. Wherever you're at right now, take yourself away from that space. So if you're at home and you're feeling very stressed out about a situation, what I find is very helpful for people to do is to connect yourself with nature. You know, when you're in nature, you're really nurturing yourself. You know, do things that are light, that are fun, that will get your mind off the situation. I find if you physically move your body out of the space and you move it into a different space, then you'll have a fresher perspective and just, you know, going with a different energy. And again, doing something fun. You know, if you're a woman, get a manicure or a pedicure, you know, do something fun. Do something that you normally maybe wouldn't do, but what it's telling yourself or telling the universe is that you're deserving and you're worthy, and you're immediately, you know, again, when you're moving yourself from the situation, it definitely changes, you know, what those neural pathways are connecting to. So just that real simple step, as simple as it is, it definitely works. I've done it myself. We've had clients, you know, just a simple suggestion like that, have, you know, apply that, and it works. So it's really interesting how something so simple definitely works.
Wow. Okay. So you don't have to go out and spend a lot of money or buy a bunch of equipment.
Absolutely not.
Okay. That's helpful. It's free and it's easy. And just shifting that space. Wow. Well, there's advice. Okay, folks. If you're feeling stuck, then wherever you're at, get up and move and do something. I know one of my favorites is I have a little mini trampoline, and just jumping on that. I can't stay stuck in a thought when I'm bouncing up and down on a on a little mini rebounder there.
That's great.
Yeah, and then of course when I'm on the road traveling, I don't bring one with me, but I found that that the beds in these different hotels or motels work beautifully. I probably shouldn't be saying that. That people are probably wondering why there was so much noise coming from my room. But anyway, that was just me doing doing some of that special Heather and Cheney therapy there. Well, tell me, how can people that want to know more and get more connected, what are some of the steps to get involved in some of the programs that you offer?
Well, we actually have two sites. One is Law of Attraction Network for Women.com, and we also have a Wealth Mastery program, and that is WealthMasterySuccess.com. And actually, they're both on the same site. We just have the program, all the interviews and the coaching calls that we do, and some articles we have. We have that all on our, it's all on one site, but it's basically two levels of membership. One is the program, which includes coaching calls with either Heather or myself, and unlimited email access to us so people can ask any questions they want. And that is for one price, and actually now it's $217 for the first 3 months, and then after that it's $19.95 per month, and we're actually raising that price to $497 in January. So that's one level of, let's say, membership. The other one is the membership site, where it's the interviews and some articles, but it's not a structured program per se. And as we've been speaking about here, part of the program is the letting go process, reprogramming the mind, and we get more into detail, and it's more individualized per person, and we find that to be very beneficial to people instead of just putting up a course or a program to have it very individualized, because everybody's situation is different, and people, each person responds differently. So we feel that it's very important to do it in that fashion. So we have the two levels of membership. One is basically information-oriented, which is great. However, information on its own could be useless if not applied to inspired action. And we also speak about taking inspired action. And that's our program, covers all that, plus some of the stuff, or a good portion of the stuff that we've spoken about in this call.
Oh, okay. Well, excellent. So you can participate in one of two programs, and one is focused more for women, and the other is the public in general, if I understand correctly.
Yes, and actually, yeah, we have it as Law of Attraction Network for Women, but we have had some men become members of the monthly the site, the monthly subscription. The program, slightly more women, but we have men in there. The program is, again, it's more structured, it's more individualized, and it involves a lot more than the actual membership site. But we still have the two levels because it's going to be different for different people. Some people may just want the interviews and to read the articles, and other people actually need that structure and need to be directed in a way that they should go. And so we have different options, and we have it set up that way.
Okay. Now, this is great. So they can access that through either Law of Attraction Network for Women.com or what was the other one?
WealthMasterySuccess.com.
WealthMasterySuccess.com. Okay. Well, this is good. And then separate from this, I don't know if do you do any just individual stuff, or is that all part of a coaching program, or?
Yeah, we do individual stuff. We have individual coaching. So if someone wants a little even more personalized attention, they can hire us to be one of their coaches. So we've got, you know, we've got a program to fit everyone's needs.
Ah, okay. So we are talking broad spectrum here. Well, this is important. And we have about 5 minutes getting here to the towards the end of the program, and I of course want to do a quick mention that that our program is brought to us by AdvancedLiving.com that pays and sponsors for this. And one of the featured things, a dear friend of mine, Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul, and major trainer and star of The Secret. He and I are working together on a project with these comfort clocks to help get them into schools all over the country because of advanced learning environments. So we want to enhance the learning and get our country back on track and to the top of things. And so, folks, if you get a chance, go visit AdvancedLiving.com and learn about the comfort clock, and there'll be more posted about Jack Canfield and I working together on this project. And Heather and Cheney, I want to invite you, as we have a few minutes left, to kind of take control a bit and offer any things that you really feel are important to support all of us and to get any information that we may have overlooked out about you and your work.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say that, you know, a lot of people, as far as what they're hearing right now about the economy, a lot of people are stressing out, is to really understand that, you know, if you're going to let the economy affect you, you're giving away your power. So you have to know that we're all powerful creators, and we need to know that, you know, we have a choice on how we are responding to situations. So you need to ask yourself, instead of saying, oh, my gosh, how am I going to pay my bills, ask yourself a better question. How can I come up with ways to create more money, you know, for myself? Very important. That very simple question will allow yourself to become aligned with what it is that you want. So, you know, I know Cheney mentioned that earlier about the quality of your questions. That simple thing, just asking yourself empowering questions every day, what do I need to be doing? And the answers will show up. So just ask yourself those questions. And Cheney, do you want to say any last words?
Yeah, actually, I want to just add on to that because that was part of what I wanted to say. And the other part is that, again, like Heather said, people looking at the economy, maybe not gas prices anymore because they have dropped, but the economy, mostly the economy and outside situations, and what many people will do is they'll blame something or someone or quite possibly even themselves for a situation that's going on in their life. And this goes back to responsibility. Each person, it's very important to take responsibility for yourself, and we teach this in our program, and not to use the blame game, because as soon as you blame another person, the economy, high food prices, and something very common, self-blame, you blame yourself. Anytime you blame, you're giving your power away to create whatever it is that you want in your life. And a lot of people don't realize it. Again, that's part of the awareness. Take control of your life. Take responsibility. When you do that and you're not blaming, you're taking full power, because everyone listening has a power within. And the only thing that's stopping someone from using that power within is themselves.
Huh. Okay. Wow. So that important piece of focus, one of the things that I think a number of ministers, I know I first heard this from Reverend Michael Beckwith at the Agape Church. He's the minister in the movie The Secret. And then he would make mention, he says, if someone is bringing up how big, or you're starting to think about how big your problems are, it may be time for you to remember how big and powerful your God is.
That's a great point. Absolutely.
So I'm kind of getting that you're sharing some of that is the essence you know, of how important it is for us to grab onto an attitude where we're not blaming, but we're actually calling forth that presence, that spiritual power, and saying, I am greater than any of these problems. I am not my problems. I have situations to deal with, but I am a beloved child of God or the universe, however you like to say it. And I appreciate that you two have put together a program with a lot of years of experience, and you have the combined male-female energy there that just gives that wonderful flavor from both aspects. I just want to thank you for taking time to be guests on the program and helping to get the word out about some important things to our listeners here.
Well, we were very honored to be here, and we just want to say that we're also really grateful for the work that you're doing, and just keep up that great work. And again, we're all one. We're all adding that energy to that wonderful work that you're doing and even what we're doing as well.
Yes. Well put. Chaney, Heather, thank you. Beloved listeners, to all of you, thank you. God bless. I wish you a happy Thanksgiving holiday and invite you to tune in next week for another hour of Advanced Living Radio. And until we meet again, God bless and goodbye for now.
Let go and let God. Let go.